address, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Joan Vion. And of course, Joan has been with us for a long period of time. She's gone to economic meetings throughout the world. I mean, she'll tell you, but there's well over 100 of those meetings. She's talked to the men who have shaped the course of our current monetary system, and of course, she's a wonderful source of information. And it's good to have you with us today, Joan. Thanks very much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm really happy you're there, and I completely agree that reality is usually an illusion.
Well, actually, that was something that Larry McDonald said. We've just sort of spiced that up to make it a little easier to but it's so true.
Absolutely. And, you know, TV would have us believe the lies, the deceit, the deception, the distortion that they are so masterful at weaving and spinning and creating. You know, when your eyes are open and when you understand world government, it all becomes extremely apparent. Extremely apparent. You then have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a brain to connect.
And of course, once you know that the major agenda is certainly a world government, a world religion, and certainly the enthronement of a world leader, so much of what's going on today makes sense. I mean, you can understand then the attack on Christianity and taking God and prayer out of our schools and how this overlaps with this move towards world government. But what's your take on what's going on today, Joan?
Well, as I have studied and written, as I have gone to, as you mentioned, 100 global meetings, many of them economic, because that is my background, that is what I understand, I have been an eyewitness over the last 14 years to the finishing touches of a world governmental structure that 14 years ago I was writing about, and I was saying, this is what is to come, this is what will be, this is what they're going to put in place. And the shocking thing is, with all of the current events, the subprime crises, the banking problems, the high oil, the high commodities, the credit card crunch, what is now happening is that we are there. This is it. We are in the final touches of a world governmental system. It is not coming. It is here. It's already operational. And what they are now doing is they're bringing online, if you will, or streaming in, whatever phrase you want to use. They are now bringing in the various components that will finish the system that is already in place. The governmental system was put in place with the United Nations, and it had a lot of add-ons. The World Trade System, 1994, with the passing of the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs here in the States. The International Criminal Court sets up a criminal court for individuals. The World Court is for corporations, and that was set up with the founding of the United Nations in 1948. The financial structure, they set up the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, in 1944. It was 50 years later, in 1994, that I was, actually it was 1995, I was at the United Nations for my first time, And I think maybe, I don't remember, maybe Joan was there or not. I don't recall anymore, but there's been so many. Oh, I know. I first met Joan at the Rio Earth Summit. No. The Rio, the five-year follow-up to the Rio Earth Summit in 1997.
And that, of course, is Joan Paris, who's a friend
Joan
of ours, lived locally here. So
that's right.
Joan have been going to these meetings all across the world for some time, and they've traveled and had a good time together. But a wonderful source of information, both of them. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
But anyway, in 1995, I was
Hold that thought.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
But hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joan is simply talking about going to these meetings and finding a booklet, a 1994 booklet, talking about this whole idea of globalism, of global attacks, the global stock market, the global control of everything. People have to understand that there really is an elite group out there, men of great power and certainly a great influence, who actually are intent upon the destruction of the sovereignty of the nations of this world and bringing them all under one world control. And of course, this is the plan of the ancient mystery religions and the ancient secret societies for literally thousands of years. But we are fortunate, or unfortunate, I haven't quite decided which, to be living at a time when all these things are coming to pass. And everything is in place. There's a global army. There's a global police force. That's Interpol. There's a global court. There's a world court, a world criminal court. There's a world parliament. There's a world leader. And, of course, they're doing everything they can, of course, to set up what is necessary to establish this world government, which will, of course, eventually result in a feudal sort of society with a ruling class, a small ruling class, which is... you know, controls the massive bureaucracy that controls the people. And, of course, these ideas of representative government or limited government or the American Constitution and personal freedom will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. So go ahead, Joan, talking about what you found as you began going through this book.
That report, the Human Development Report, was the foundation for where I would go on the international level. It was one of the foundations. As I began to explore on the international level what was being set up and which agencies worked on the international level, what they were, the Bank for International Settlements, the International Organization of Security Commissions, the Group of Eight, the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, UNESCO, UNICEF, so many different organizations that I was just becoming acquainted with. It's an alphabet soup of world government. And so I have been tracking these things. My first international meeting was in 1994, and that was my wake-up call. And I came home, I was so shocked, because what I really saw was world government at that meeting in Cairo. There was no other phraseology, no other label that I could give it based on what I heard and what I saw and what I experienced other than world government. And I came home pretty shocked. Where were the Christians? Where were the conservatives? How come nobody was talking about this? How come there was a total blackout on the international level? And as I sifted through this suitcase full of material, I found one piece of paper that talked about a global tax. And they were going to, the United Nations was going to float that idea at a follow-up meeting to Rio, which was going to be held 6 months later in March of 1995 in Copenhagen. And that was it. I ended up starting to go to global meetings to cover them, to find out truth, to report to anybody who would listen to me. Does ABC, NBC, CBS want to report this? Absolutely not. They want you and I to operate in ignorance and stupidity, which is part of their plan. And the report today has to do with the economic crisis that America is faced with. It is not something that just happened. It was planned and managed and orchestrated years ago. How many years ago, I can't tell you, but I can tell you this, that what we are faced with at this very moment is what we have in place, what they have in place, is a global stock exchange. They have a global payment and settlement system which facilitates buying and selling stocks and bonds between countries and even domestically within the United States. They have a number of structures that have already been put in place, and in order to get some of the most sensitive past Congress, I truly believe in my heart of hearts, and I wrote an article called The Credit Crunch is a Ruse and It's Over. And I wrote that last September, and I basically said that at that time, the subprime crises that we were starting to be confronted with was all bought and paid for by the international bankers who buy and sell various bonds and paper between themselves, American and European and Asian banks, all of them. And so the credit crisis last year, as I saw it happening over what they call the subprime crises, was created, because all they had to do to create a problem was stop buying this investment paper, if you will, from one another. But at that time, I didn't really understand where it was leading. And it wasn't until this past March that the U.S. Treasury Department, run by a man from Wall Street, he used to be the CEO of Goldman Sachs. His name is Hank Paulson. He's now our Treasury Secretary. That's like putting the fox in the chicken hen, the chicken coop. And Hank Paulson and the Treasury Department issued what they call a blueprint for a modernized financial regulatory system the end of March. And this report was pretty shocking from the standpoint that the things that they are recommending be done in order to protect the American financial system includes transferring to the Federal Reserve very broad, vast, deep powers. Last week, history was made because the Treasury Secretary, who is supposed to work for the people of the United States but doesn't, testified before the House Banking and the Senate Banking Committee on the same side as the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke. Now, most of your listeners know that the Federal Reserve is not federal. It has no connection or direct connection with representative government, that it is a private corporation that runs the monetary system of the United States. And as such, Americans do not owe interest on the debt to ourselves. We owe the interest on the debt to a private corporation. And so one of the things that when this blueprint came out, it said, well, this is pretty sophisticated and it'll take a long time to put it in place. Well, there were a few little crunches like Bear Stearns bailout,
right.
You know, almost like Rolling Stones, but anyway, it almost could be the Bear Stearns bailout. And the American people became the lender of last resort for the first time basically in history to an international bank. I mean, shocking. Because you then say, what other international bank are we going to bail out? Because that means the international banks have an open checking account to the American people, and they can create any kind of exotic investment they wish, and you and I will end up holding the bank.
I think people have to understand that the Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank created by the bankers, for the bankers, to enrich the bankers. Their purpose was to maintain the stability of our dollar, which is now worth about 4 cents of, you know, what it was back, you know, in the certainly back in when the Federal Reserve was created. Over the past, well, between 1971 and 2005, between 1971 and 2005, they increased the money that in circulation 12 times, highly inflationary, destroying the value of our currency. And over the last 3 years, according to Ron Paul, and you can see him talking about it on our website under other videos, they have increased the money supply $4 trillion in 3 years. $1 trillion, $1 trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. They're destroying our monetary system. Why? Because they want to impoverish our people. It's quite simply, they want to lower our living standards. That's what the plan is. Go right ahead, Joan.
The there was an exchange last week because Hank Paulson basically presented last Thursday a new plan for Freddie and Fannie Mae in which they wanted Congress to give Treasury a blank check to save these mortgage finance giants.
Did you see that on C-SPAN? That was the most amazing interchange.
I saw part of it. I didn't see the one that I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Senator Jim Bunning from Kentucky said before the committee, he said, when I picked up my newspaper today or yesterday, I thought I woke up in France. But no, it turned out it was socialism here in the United States. The Treasury Secretary is now asking for a blank check to buy as much Fannie and Freddie debt or equity as he wants. And he vowed that he would do everything he could in his power to stop it. Well, I got news for Mr. Bunning. He doesn't have the power he thinks he has because today I watched on CNBC Business News all day long. I really dislike listening to them, but I do that because I can glean a lot of information if I don't get suckered in by their lies. And it started off this morning with an attack against Christopher Dodd and a revelation that he has taken some sweetheart mortgages that will save him over the life of his mortgage, $77,000 in interest payments. Christopher Dodd is the Republican co-chairman on the Senate Banking Committee. Then, a little while later, banking stocks rose, and then they fell. And gee, they didn't know why they're falling, but one of the reasons why they were falling was, they said, there's a new storm down in the Gulf, and oil went up a couple dollars.
Right.
And then I turned on AOL, and Hank Paulson had a speech there in which he told Congress it would be very beneficial for them to pass the legislation that he has suggested or recommended.
And that would benefit Goldman Sachs and the bankers, and of course end up impoverishing the American people. But they didn't tell us that. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Change. The insurance industry in America is worth $6 trillion. The banking industry is worth $12.6 trillion. The securities industry is worth $12.4 trillion. The three of those total $31 trillion. In order to understand a little bit about where America is right now, the total, our total debt by the end of the year when Bush leaves office, we can truly say we've been bushwhacked then, is $10 trillion. The amount of debt held in mortgages, or the total amount of mortgages, is $10 trillion. And the total amount of credit card debt by Americans is $2 trillion. So we're looking at a lot of change here. So the payment and settlement system would be transferred to the Federal Reserve. It then wants to transfer the insurance industry, which currently is run by the state on a state-by-state basis. Whether you sell life insurance or disability or auto insurance or homeowners insurance or commercial insurance, whatever it may be. Currently, every state has an insurance commission and they do all the regulating and the licensing. That will be shifted to the federal level. It will be federalized. And there will be a commission that will be set up and the Federal Reserve will sit on one of those commissions. They will also do that to the mortgage industry. And so what they're saying, and this is pretty key, when you take a look at the mortgage industry, let's go back to the crash of the NASDAQ.
Hold that thought for just a moment here, Joan. We'll be bringing our other stations on board in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Joan is simply pointing out that the plan of the Federal Reserve is to take control of everything, to take care of the state-chartered banks, the savings and loans, the credit unions. Everything is to come under the centralized control of a group of private bankers. Remember, the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank that owns the government. In addition, and of course, we have some of the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., money could buy. I saw a recent interview, and it's posted on our internet site, should be, with Henry Paulson and one of the congressmen or senators, I can't remember which, is asking him, Mr. Paulson, you're asking us to give you money. I mean, where is the money coming from? Where is all these trillions of dollars you're talking about going to come from? I mean, you're going to be going, you're going to be leaving office, you know, next year when the Bush administration leaves. Where is the money coming from that you're asking us to put up to bail out all of these institutions? And here you see Henry Paulson, you know, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, who gave up a $40 million a year job to take a job working for the Treasury Department, head of the Treasury Department, for about $180,000 a year. And here's Mr. Paulson stammering. He doesn't know what to say because, of course, he knows where the money's coming from. He doesn't want to come out. It's going to come from you, ladies and gentlemen, as they impoverish the American people to, of course, enrich the bankers. Go right ahead, Joan.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty serious. When you look at the crash of the NASDAQ, okay, $7 trillion in the market. Now, some of it truly did vanish because of the sophisticated investments. There was just nothing there by the time whatever happened. But the rest of the money was a transfer of wealth. On top of that, so in order to stimulate the economy, what do they tell us all? They tell us all, look, I remember George Bush specifically saying, look, our economy might be down, but it's not out. In order to save our economy, we all need to spend. Don't stop spending. The Federal Reserve came to the rescue, the white knight. They reduced interest rates to not 10-year lows or 15-year lows, but 45-year lows. Now, if that wasn't an open door for people to go out and buy whatever they thought, and they did. And
well, of course, you know, recently, when they gave everybody, almost everybody, $600, you know, we didn't get the $600. I think we got $6, but, you know, I think they probably sent that out as sort of a joke. Why send us $6? But anyway, you know, to stimulate the economy. This was what it was, $150 billion to stimulate the economy. At least it's going to get us through July. What's going to happen by September? Well, they're going to have to put out more money and lower the interest rates even further. Otherwise, the whole economy implodes. And, of course, they want to hold that off till after the election. And once they have their man in office, then it's not going to matter. They can destroy our economy. They can impoverish our people. And there's nothing you can do about it because Congress will be there. And Congress is made up of yes men who, if they don't go along with it, they end up getting sent to prison or indicted or maybe dying under mysterious circumstances in a plane crash. But go right ahead, Joan.
Yeah, pick up on that. So you know, the 45-year low interest rates, that is what was keeping the economy moving. 4 out of 5 jobs were in the building industry, and now it has come to a complete stop. And it has come to a complete stop because of everything that they're doing. They hold all the purse strings, and even now credit cards are starting to code different charges by people to find out if they're starting to charge food, medical bills, different things that they normally haven't charged in the past, in order to determine whether or not they're going to allow them to keep the line of credit that they have, you know. And so now the sharks are coming in; they're circling. It's very serious. So we have 45-year low rates. The idea was that Americans are sitting fat and pretty because they've been able to, you know, here in the D.C. area, the value of a home doubled in 5 years. I mean, it was amazing. You know, the price of my home went up to close to $800,000 by September of 06.
I hope you didn't borrow a lot of money on it.
No, we did not. And now we'd be lucky, we're told, if we sell it for 5.25.
And of course, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This whole thing is going to be implode, and an awful lot of people who bought at the top or who borrowed money, oh my goodness, my house is like a piggy bank, and and all of a sudden the price of the house begins to drop. And this is all calculated. They knew what they were doing. They stimulated this. They encouraged people to go out and borrow on adjustable rate mortgages, to borrow on these, Alt-A loans, to borrow, on the pick-and-pay loans. Borrow. And, of course, then comes the day when you have to pay it back. And that's what they never tell you about. It's a lot harder to pay it back than it is to spend the money.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joan Vian. And certainly, if you would like to get in touch with Joan, how can people reach you, get your letters, and perhaps some
They can go
subscribe?
To our website, womensgroup.org, womensgroup, womensgroup.org. We have lots of information on our website. To get the newsletter, to get any of our videos or books, they can call 301-371-0541. 301-371-0541.
Okay, I recommend them too. They're all excellent. Well, go right ahead, John. Joan.
So we have the Federal Reserve. They're going for the last vestiges of our economic sovereignty, whether it's the mortgages, whether it's the insurance, whether it's the thrifts, the payment and settlement system. And lastly, they are to be made the market stability regulator. I could say a whole lot about this, but they're going to be able to demand from any organization, whether it's a corporation or a government or what have you, any financial information, and that entity will be liable to give them that information, which means they have one up. They will know everything about everything, and they will be able to play their cards accordingly. So we are in dire straits. Now, let me just talk for a moment. I don't know how much time we have left. I want to talk for a moment about what's on the docket after this.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, and then I want to talk about what we can do. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, a global tax. America is the only country not to have a value-added tax or a flat tax. And that's on the agenda next. The next president, Bush, was not able to get it through. The next president, that's probably his number one mandate, whether he's Republican or Democrat.
Because they're all controlled by the same people. I mean, they're two sides of the same coin, but they look different, don't they?
Yeah, yes, they do. The other thing is a global accounting system. Part and parcel of what we're hearing about a restatement of earnings has to do with switching to a international accounting standard. And in order to do that, they have to reprice different assets on their balance sheets. And so that's also occurring concurrently. We already have a global stock exchange in place. And then a global commodities exchange, a global currency, and voila, we are there. Okay, what can the average person do? First of all, they have to do a self-analysis. What is their personal relationship to Jesus Christ? There's only one way that I have determined that we can make it in times of tremendous evil, and that is committing our life, our family, our fortune, whatever that may be, to God, and confessing our sins, humbling ourselves before Him, and asking Him to help us. And He will. He is a faithful God, a God who's waiting for us to figure out that we need Him. Number one. Number two, we have to take stock financially. And the bottom line is stop charging. Stop credit card charging. I made my decision today that that's it. I'm now on an all-cash basis. I've been doing my charging, you know, because, yeah, I can pay for it. No, it goes beyond that now. It goes beyond disciplining ourselves. If we do not use their system, and if we can get out from under their system, which will take a lot of prayer and discipline, okay, we can break them, okay? The only way that we can fight fire with fire is not to use their system or to change how we use their system. We also need to take a look at what assets do we have, what liabilities do we have, start to pay down. It's going to be hard. You might have to sell some of your furniture or whatever the case may be. You may have to withdraw money for your 401k or your IRA or your SEP or what have you. But start getting those balances down. And then, depending on your mortgage, put your house up for sale. Look for a cheaper place to live. Look for a smaller place to live, whatever the case may be. Get out from under the debt.
And, of course, that's really a good advice, because the thing is, if anything happens to your income, unless you've got enough income to pay off the house and then pay it off, and unless you have enough income there, you're absolutely certain that you're going to be able to make the payments. If you lose your job, your wife loses their job, and the price of food and fuel and the other things keep going up, you're going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to make the payments, and you know who's going to end up with your house. So get out of debt, no matter what you have to do. Would that be good advice, Joan?
Absolutely. Bottom line.
Okay, go right ahead.
And after you're out of debt, while you're on your way, after you get done confessing, let me go to number one, you start praising God. You start praising God for His faithfulness. You start praising God for how He is going to deliver you. And by faith, you claim deliverance. You just claim that He is going to lead you through, that you are going to be like Daniel in the lion's den, and you are not going to be singed. You are not going to smell of the fire. That you are going to walk through it. In Isaiah 61:3, it says, that what God does is he comforts all those that mourn. He appoints unto them that mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So you ask him to turn your ashes into beauty and your spirit of heaviness into joy, because he can do that. And you may have to storm the gates of heaven, but you just keep storming. You just keep praying. You just keep building your faith. You just keep reading the Word. You start memorizing the Word, and you start living differently. And God will honor your faithfulness.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. I certainly believe this is a spiritual battle. I believe there are powerful spiritual forces working within the financial system. And, of course, I say that certainly because I've read what they say. And if you get the little pamphlet we have called The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy, which is actually put out by a Luciferian organization. That's right, Luciferian organization, the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And they will tell you there that they have their people planted in finance in both the East and the West. And you wonder why our financial leaders are working so closely with the leaders in communist China and communist Russia. Of course, but they don't want the American people to know that. Or to understand the true spiritual nature of what's unfolding today as we move towards the one world government, the one world religion, and the one world leader. Okay, so Joan, do you think that the average individual out there has any idea what's going on or how serious this financial crisis that's unfolding is going to be? Most people think it's going to be over in a few weeks or a few months or maybe next year, but I think this is going to go on for many years. What are your thoughts?
I'm very sad to say, but you see, I'm now looking at the world realistically. Maybe some people could have said that I was a negative person before, but I had my own little hallelujah experience. And I'm now not negative. I am now speaking reality.
Right.
As I said at the beginning of the program, I was writing about all these things that were to come for 14 years. They're now here. It's no longer coming. We are living reality. And for people who do not understand, for people who've heard me and they say, that lady's crazy, I ask you to go to my website, print out a lot of the commentary on the right-hand side, start reading some of the newsletters. So what if those newsletters are 3 to 5 years old? Doesn't make any difference. If you don't know the information, it's new. And start asking God, is this lady crazy, Lord? Show me. Help me open my ears that I might hear. Open my eyes that I might see. Give me a brain to connect. Just show me before I make the wrong decision and decide that she's wrong. Because that will determine your ability to sift and weigh, your ability to go to the God and get answers and determine whether Dr. Stan and I are liars or if we're crazy people. Once you understand truth, you will know what to do.
And of course, the thing is, the worst thing that's going to happen right now is an awful lot of people are in debt. And they think that, well, things are going to get better. I'm going to sell it, or somebody's going to come along and buy, and I'll keep the price up, lower it to whatever you have to get rid of it and get out of debt. I mean, this is the thing. If you have to rent a house for the time being, it's inconvenient. Maybe down the line you'll be able to get one a lot cheaper, but right now you cannot afford to have that debt. If there's any possibility that you're going to lose your income and you're going to then not be able to make the monthly payments on that house, because believe me, banks and bankers are not nice people when they're fine when, of course, when they want to loan you money, but when you don't pay it back, then of course you see the other side of their personality.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the local banker is no longer. The local banker does not have the luxury anymore to work with you. Hey, Fred, you've known me for years. You know I'm good. Those days are gone.
I know. In fact, apparently a lot of the farmers who've been working with the banks for years are suddenly finding that the banks aren't going to lend them any more money. If they, you know, they just banks are just not going to lend any more money. The farmer is totally dependent upon the bank. He goes to the farmer in the spring, he borrows money, he pays it back in the fall when the crops come in. And of course, now, of course, the banks are increasingly loath and reluctant to lend money to the farmers. Where are they going to get the money then to plant their crops in to pay for the payments on their tractors and to buy the diesel fuel and the fertilizer, all of which are going up at a fantastic rate. And certainly we're going to see the farming industry undermine the automotive industry, undermine the airline industry, undermine. We're seeing all of the private segments of our society beginning, of course, to get into real economic problems. Certainly the housing industry is gone. The financial industry, most of our banks and major institutions are financially insolvent, and that's the real problem. They're insolvent. It's not a matter of liquidity. It's a matter of insolvency. And they're insolvent, and an awful lot of them are going to fall in the coming months. Go ahead, Joan.
You know, we've been in dire straits before. I mean, I can go back. You know, we can look at so many difficulties, and it appears that America has come back, and it has come back. But the bottom line is, with every difficulty, some part of our financial sovereignty was sacrificed. And now we're really at the end of the line. And this is really very serious. And as Dr. Stan says, we're looking at a farming crisis. Now, that is our bread and butter. I mean, that is how America is fed. And whoever controls our farming industry also controls us in a very, very big way. It's one thing to control the monetary system. And if you can, you can plant your own food, you know, enough to hopefully feed your family, because that's what happened during the Depression. You know, there was a large percentage, I think it was like 35 or 40% of America was rural. And people ate off the farm. They didn't have much, but they were able to have milk and eggs and vegetables and make their own bread. So they were able to survive. But most of us, we're not on farms anymore. And we are dependent on the farmers around us and the grocery stores and the truckers. And we're all areas now are, if you will, inflamed.
Yep, and we've got a real problem, and the average individual doesn't have any glimpse at all of what's going on. So, and of course, we're going to see ever more government regulations, and we're centralizing all of the financial organizations, a financial power with a privately owned central bank. And of course, this is, anybody has but to read the writings of Professor Quigley, a liberal professor from Harvard and Princeton, taught at Georgetown University, where he met his most famous student, who was Bill Clinton. But Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, was so accurate, even though it was written by a liberal, flaming liberal, that, of course, somebody bought up the publisher and destroyed the place in the first half of the book. And we have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells that story, how they suppressed his book. But on page 324, he tells how the central banks worked together. They worked together in secret meetings to determine how they can control their governments and create a feudalistic system under their control. And, of course, they're the feudal masters. We're the feudal slaves. If you haven't read the book, you need to get it or get our little pamphlet, The History of Money, where we quote from Professor Quigley. But you need to understand that everything going on today is part of a long-range plan. The economic problems did not just happen. They were manipulated into happening. They want the crisis. They want to impoverish our people. And until you understand that, I mean, isn't it interesting that the oil crisis comes right along with the monetary crisis, comes right along with the moral crisis that's sweeping our nation, and the housing crisis? They're almost timed together, just at this time. So pick the story up. Joan, you've got a few minutes before we wrap up the program.
Well, I would like to quote, with regard to where we are with all these crises, from someone who pretty much summed up the cycle from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, which is where we are, from apathy to dependence, we're there too, and from dependence back into bondage. We are back into bondage. We became fat, we became complacent, we became apathetic. The little old lady who was waiting outside of Congressional Hall when Benjamin Franklin came out said, Mr. Franklin, what do we have? And he replied, "Madam, you have a republic. If you can keep it."
That was Mrs. Powell, incidentally. That was her name. Mrs. Powell, and actually was one of Benjamin Franklin's assistants who overheard the conversation and, of course, recorded it. It's become an important part of history. "We have a republic if you can keep it." Well, we no longer have a republic. All of our politicians tell us we have a democracy. The media tells us we have a democracy. The teachers at our universities claim we have a democracy. The media tells us we have a democracy. And you can read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Federalist Papers and the constitutions of every state in the Union, all 50 of them. You will never once see the use of the word democracy other than to decry that idea and to say that the last thing we want is a democracy. We want a republic. How could they possibly, you know, actually have deceived the American people that well? Well, we have freedom of the press. And those people who own the press have the freedom to suppress the information, because they also own the educational institutions, and they own the politicians, and they own the media, and as a result, of course, the American people do not understand even the difference between a republic and democracy. We have a little pamphlet on it. But, of course, a republic is a government of law. The democracy is whatever Congress wants to vote for, they do. And if they want to vote, $100 billion for this, maybe to give everybody a check, oh, my goodness, we're going to give everybody a check. We're going to produce prosperity. We're just going to print more money and more money and more money. And pretty soon where Rhodesia is today, that government that we installed in Rhodesia.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy our conversation with Joan Vian. Of course, if you haven't gotten my material on the financial tsunami, we hope that many of you out there will want to get that. It's a toll-free game. Well, maybe 2 years ago, but it's as apropos today. You can see it on DVD. But a syllabus comes with this, and it begins to explain so many of the things that are going on financially today. And then, of course, we have a pamphlet called The History of Money, another one entitled The Financial Meltdown, which goes into what's going on today and why Alan Greenspan set out to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. And then, of course, we carry the book, probably the classic book on finance today, entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's The Creature from Jekyll Island. And then, of course, we have the book of the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy. And then, of course, we carry the book Fiat Money Inflation in France, which was written over 100 years ago about an event that occurred over 200 years ago, but it's just as true today. It's the story of fiat money when they introduced the same system in France in 1789 that we have in the United States today, and thought that they could print money and create prosperity. Oh, they were so clever. They thought they could accomplish the things that nobody had ever accomplished before. They had tried it in 1705 under John Law. It hadn't worked. Of course, it had been tried in ancient Greece, ancient Rome, ancient Florence, ancient Venice. It was tried at the time of the American Revolution. But the French in 1789 thought they were so much smarter they could do it. But, of course, you'll want to read the book, because reading that book is like deja vu all over again. The same things have happened. People are saying the same things, and the same outcome will come about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD on that subject, so you can understand what this is about and who is really pulling the strings and ruling the world. And then, of course, you'll want to get my talk on the forbidden secretness syllabus that comes with that. There's another talk called The Secret Knowledge. The Secret Knowledge, and it goes into the same story. You'll want to get our DVD entitled The Planned Police State. You'll want to get William Griggs' excellent book, Liberty in Eclipse. Liberty in Eclipse. And then, of course, you'll want to get the syllabus that goes with my talk on the planned police state. And if you, of course, get any of the material and would like a copy of the pamphlet put out by the Luciferians entitled The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. Why, give us a call. We'll be glad to send that to you free of charge if you get any of the other items we've talked about. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the other material. Do you know what they're doing to our boys over in Iraq? You want to support the boys? Bring them home and let them get them chelated and try to get rid of the mercury, the depleted uranium that's poisoning them. You need to get, of course, the DVD put out by Joyce Briley entitled Beyond Treason. That's Beyond Treason, because when you get that, you're going to get a CD-ROM free that has hundreds and hundreds of papers of government documents about the danger of depleted uranium. They know they're poisoning our boys. They just don't want the military to know it, or their parents, especially when they come home and they're chronically ill. Oh, shucks, we don't know why. Certainly, over almost 80,000, as of last November, almost 80,000 of the troops that we sent to Vietnam, sent to the Persian Gulf and the first Gulf War in 1991, almost 80% of them are now dead. They're young, healthy people. Why are they dead? We have the material from the Veterans Administration on that. If you want it, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you want to know how they experiment on our troops, we have something called the Rockefeller Committee Report. Very important. The Rockefeller Committee Report came out from the Veterans Administration in 1994, telling how they use our military as guinea pigs. But don't feel bad. They're doing that with your children, too. You need, of course, to get the book, Vaccines. Are they safe and effective? And then vaccines, are they safe and effective? My number, 1-800.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.